Now, the climate is an incredibly complicated system, which can take a long time to react to new inputs. And we're all very dependent on its vagaries. So we can't really do experiments in order to understand how it works, because you get thousands of people dying of famine all over the place. So we can't really fine-tune our models by doing experiments on it. So the only way we can study its behaviour is by looking at what's actually gone on in the past. Now, the North Greenland Ice Core Project is giving us our best resolution view of climate for the last 15,000 years or so. This has involved drilling an ice core in northern Greenland, and then instead of what normally happens with ice cores, which they ship them back to a lab somewhere in the rest of somewhere else in the world, and then they look at the ice very carefully and see what's inside it, they've actually built a lab where they're drilling the ice core, and they've got an automated machine which will slowly melt the end off this ice core and then look at very carefully what's inside the ice. And again, then they're looking at various different things, one of them which is the ratio of oxygen 18 to oxygen 16.
What does that actually mean?
Oxygen 18 is, again, another slightly heavier version of oxygen, so with two extra protons compared to the more normal oxygen 16. And because it's slightly heavier, it will tend to form ice slightly better, so it will form ice first. So if there's lots of oxygen 18, then you'll know that the ice formed at high temperatures, and if there's lots of oxygen 16, you'll know that the ice formed at low temperatures. All the oxygen 18 is already condensed out.
Sure, and what's this showing them?
They've also looked at different types of hydrogen, so hydrogen 2, otherwise known as deuterium, and hydrogen 1, which tells you that more hydrogen 1 evaporates at low temperatures and high temperatures, so it'll tell you the temperature of the water which it's evaporated from. Now, previous ice cores have showed that the temperature in Greenland has increased by about 10 degrees centigrade in 50 years. But this ice core has showed that the Atlantic Ocean, which was originally frozen all the way down to Portugal, probably melted all the way up to Iceland in a period of only sort of 1 to 3 years.
When was this?
Around about 15,000 years ago.
So at the end of the last ice age?
End of the ice age, last ice age.
So dramatic. Why do they think that suddenly a whole ice sheet, half an ocean, could just recede in the space of such a short time?
They think it may be something to do with water flows inside the Atlantic, and all of a sudden basically the Gulf Stream turning on and pumping huge amounts of heat into the Atlantic and melting it.
So we should be wary about this, because although we tend to think of us having plenty of time to deal with the concept of climate change and the consequences of it, this suggests that in fact the climate and the whole of the Earth's environment can change very rapidly.
Yeah, it may stay stable for a very long time, but all of a sudden it could just flip.
Let's hope it doesn't. Thanks, Dave.